Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Wednesday. Don't forget, you can go check out our poll question. It's already getting a lot of activity. It is a simplistic question at that. Pretty easy to think about it. Who do you want to see at left tackle on Saturday versus the Houston Texans? DJ Humphreys, Joe Tooney. We are 127 votes in and 17 minutes in, and it is a landslide. It is 61%, Joe Tooney.
That's a landslide. That's a big number right there.
Take that, Stevie Nicks. Once portrayed as a goat in South Park. We can talk this to our ears bleed, but I don't
hang on real quick with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, I think I was talking to Ponch yesterday about the Stevie Nicks concert, how hot it was at that Billy Joel Stevie Nicks concert.
It was in August, wasn't it?
Oh, it was miserable, right? Yeah. Like, I'd rather be cold than that hot. Like,
so you'd rather be at the game Saturday than a hot concert?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, yeah, I think so. Like, 13 years ago today, Tom Coughlin's face turned red on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been that cold before?
Oh, yeah.
You have? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Back, have you ever been that cold before?
You're going to be that cold on Saturday.
You'd probably be cold on Saturday, yeah.
Take the fireball that's in the spare fridge behind you, Mac.
Yeah, seriously, you got to bring 18, some stuff to the tailgate. Ralph's already texting, like, what's Mac bringing?
There's a fireball in that fridge. It's been there for 2 weeks. I told Mac, I go, that's long enough. You can take it. Nobody cares.
Yeah, you got to take that.
Gooey butter cakes to go, by the way.
Oh, it is a go.
We're a go.
Okay, Meemaw's bringing the gooey butter cake.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Momo. Is she coming to the game? Momo's not coming?
No. All right. No, Momo.
I know some single people if she's interested. I mean, she works at the DMV. But maybe it was one of her friends. So Tom Coughlin 13 years ago today turned all at red face, right? So I was talking to Ponch about, you know, that concert, but however you talk in the hallways, right? Uh-huh. And he goes, do you know, like, somebody got into a fight at the Stevie Nicks concert? I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, of all concerts to get into a fist fight at, Stevie Nicks?
Maybe they didn't want to hear Lance.
I mean, how in the bag are you if you're getting to a fight at the Stevie Nicks concert?
A lot of people in the text line are saying Humphrey's on a short leash. One mistake, make the change. Why even try it?
What
if that one mistake is Mahomes' blindside
fumble recovery touchdown?
Playoffs, you can't make mistakes, man.
You can't fall down 24-0 and expect to win.
Somebody says, "What about Aziz?" I noticed yesterday he didn't practice.
Aziz Ansari didn't?
No, he didn't practice.
Okay,
I don't know if that was just because
he's out there punching people.
Yeah. I mean, Nico Collins didn't practice, but that's because
rest.
Somebody says on the text line from the 816, Billy Joel started the fire.
Yeah, he did.
I thought Ryan started the fire.
Ryan started the fire.
Put his cell phone in the toaster.
I caught myself yesterday or the day before watching an old episode that wasn't a Steve Carell episode. They were trying to hire the new branch manager, and they had, like, all these cameos of people.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched after Steve Carell was done. That. And so I was like Ray Romano and, the original guy, Eddie Izzard, who created The Office, the British version.
Will Arnett, I believe.
Yeah, Will Arnett was definitely in that thing. You know who else was in that? Warren Buffett was in that.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I don't know if this makes me a bad TV show watcher, but I never watched the final season of The Office. Once I found out Steve Carell was gone, I was like,
that's what we just said. Yeah, you're not a bad TV watcher. You're normal.
Yeah, but I mean, you said you went back and started, you know.
It just happened to stumble upon it.
But I watched like 10 minutes of the first episode, and I was like, why is Andy Bernard trying to be Michael Scott?
Yeah.
It was cringe. Like this. And I just stopped. I was like, I don't want to ruin it. It's like, you know, your relative that gets dementia or Alzheimer's. You're like, I don't want to remember him as that. Right. I remember him as, you know, grandpa that loved and everything like that. Like, I don't want to watch the final season.
I was going to relate it to Caddyshack too, but you went in a better route.
Death. But, morbid.
So, but Kathy Bates was in this episode too.
I also hated Robert California.
Really?
I did not like the scene at his house where they have like the pool and I was like, come on.
Which one is that?
They go to his like house for a house party and he has like a pool in his basement or something like that. And it's just like, it's like the longest episode of your life.
I don't remember. Was Michael Scott in that one?
I believe so.
I don't remember that one at all.
I don't know for sure, but I know that he has like a pool and like, he just, What is that guy's name? James something?
James Hader?
Is
Spader?
That what he, Spader.
Spader, I mean, Spader,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he was in that movie, or that one show, The Blacklist. They say it's good. I've never watched it. I never watched 24 either. With
I never did either. Like, people are like, oh, you got to watch this. I'm like, why do I have to?
Like, talk about anxiety. Bink.
My wife said to me something yesterday. She says, you have to do this. Like, I don't have to do anything. I'm a 47-year-old man who just got hit on at the DMV.
Like, somebody says, 2.5 Men wasn't the same after Charlie Sheen.
Exactly. I never watched an episode of that with Ashton Kutcher. I heard him and Demi Moore were together at one point.
They were. And then he got smart and went back to Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, brioche.
Did you ever watch that 90s show?
No, but I watched that 70s show.
Watch that 90s
dumbass.
Show. That's a good, like, plain binge. Yeah, that guy.
Like, imagine if Breaking Bad did one final season and it didn't have Walter White. And it was just Pinkman.
Now.
You'd be like, absolutely not. Yeah, you'd be like, no way, no way.
But that's the thing with TV shows. Like, you got to know when to go.
Yeah.
And Breaking Bad did it. And then they came out with El Camino and all that. Like, ugh.
I enjoyed El Camino because it tied everything up. But I also enjoyed it because I was hooked at that time. And El Camino was there and it was the next. And I like the fact that they tied up all the loose ends. I don't mind that.
Speaking of tying up loose ends, Barbershop, who had a birthday yesterday.
That's right.
Out Sean Barber.
40 years old. Way to go, Barbershop.
He likes listening to the show. Unlike that one texter yesterday. But he gave a playoff scenario of like how you could fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And you liked it.
I do because it's different, right? Mm-hmm. And we talked about it yesterday, seeding like the AFC and the NFC, and somebody texted you about having the 2 seed in the AFC play the 7 seed in the NFC, and the 2 seed in the NFC play the 7 seed in the AFC,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. And so, I was thinking about playoff expansion. I don't know that I'm necessarily ready to expand the playoffs to 16 teams yet because the games haven't been that worthy of them, but I know it's going there, right?
Well, Gold thinks they're going to play 20 weeks eventually in the NFL season. I'm talking to me because I dropped
18 games in 20 weeks. Yeah.
I told that line yesterday. I think the most impressive stat in the NFL is the Pittsburgh Steelers have had 3 head coaches.
Yeah.
Which we go back to this. He was like, yeah. I mean, he was like, yeah. And I also said, I don't think the rushing record will ever be broken. He goes, well, eventually, because they're going to play 20 weeks in the NFL season, they'll play 18 games in a season, and it'll happen. I was like, we'll see.
But see, the thing is about football records, nobody cares. Baseball, oh my God, we can't change the amount of games. God forbid somebody hits an extra home run. Okay.
But the playoff seeding is weird.
Yeah. So I don't know that we need to expand, but I know we're going to expand.
Money.
Exactly, right? And so since 2020, the expansion, the 7 seeds are 1-9 in the wild card, 1-10 overall in the playoffs.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
So what? Washington?
Washington.
That's the one?
No, they're not a 7 seed. The only 7 seed to win was Green Bay beating Dallas last year.
And Dallas went undefeated at home, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Jordan Love got paid after that game.
That's right.
Mistake!
So that's the only 7 seed to win. So they're 1-10 overall in the playoffs, 1-9 in the first round. The average margin of victory for the 2 seed over the 7 seed is almost 13 points. That's almost 2 touchdowns a game, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know
playoffs.
I know it equals more money, and I get it. That's the thing that like sports fans have to struggle with. Mm-hmm. It ain't about what we think is good for the sport. It's what the owners believe is good for
the hell's this game on Peacock for?
That's exactly right. But the NFL does need to be careful about expanding to 18 games. It's more wear and tear on the players. The overall product, I know a lot of people have been complaining about the playoff games. Oh, the overall product hasn't been that good in the NFL and all that kind of stuff. It's not going to get better if you add a game onto it. Guys are going to be more tired and whatnot.
Well, Mac wants to go back to the way it used to be. The young guy in the room is saying, get off my lawn.
So you want to go back to a 16-game season?
No, the playoff-wise, where it's 6 teams, 2 byes.
6 teams, 2 byes.
Okay.
16 games would be fine, but
16 games would be fine in the NFL. It's easier that way.
It was
breaks
perfect.
It down into quarters. The whole night thing.
What were you saying? It was like 13 years ago today. They were playing the NFC Championship game,
divisional.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But you're like, I saw it like in the early
crazy.
In the early '90s though. This was Championship weekend.
Wow.
Because the Super Bowl used to be played. My grandmother's birthday. Rest in peace, Grandma. January 20th is her birthday. And that was like always when I was growing up around the Super Bowl time. And now it's going to be President's Day weekend.
Opening day used to always be April 7th. Now it's March 27th.
Go back and look at the mid-80s when opening day was.
Like April 15th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, there weren't 1,000 off days and all this kind of stuff. You played some doubleheaders.
March 27th is opening day.
Right, March 27th. Same amount of games, and they used to start the season in the middle of April.
2 months away, by the way. 2 months.
Yeah, same amount. But the same amount of games. They used to start in the middle of April. Same amount of games. They're starting 3 weeks earlier now than they have. I mean, it's crazy in baseball, but whatever. So I know we're going to expand to 18 games, but I would go back to the old playoff format. I'm kind of with Mac on this one. You want to make your regular season even better than what it is, create less playoff teams. Make those playoff games or those regular season games matter so much more than what they do right now. You take away a playoff game, add an extra week, and then you have six teams in 18 weeks fighting to get into the playoffs. I think it gets to be a better regular season. Now, it hurts an organization like the Chiefs because you have to play those extra weeks to secure that bye. Right. And that's why if you go back to the original playoff format, you can still give your top two teams. Like, if you're going to go into this and say, we're increasing to 18 games in the regular season, then you need to reward your teams and reduce the amount of playoff games that there are and give those top two teams in each conference a bye, I think, anyway.
It almost makes it more impressive what the Chiefs are doing in the run of a three-peat, that they're dealing with the not only being the best team with a targeting back, they're dealing with the adversity of the changing of the NFL rules. That never happened for the Patriots. Right? Like there were rule changes.
Oh, there
for
was
Tom
that
Brady.
In that tuck rule.
The tuck rule.
Yep.
The Buffalo Bill rule. Silence of the Lambs.
I was gonna say, are we going the Buffalo Bills or are we going
Goodbye Horses, Q Lazarus, banger of a song, even though it always reminds me of the scene where he's got the lady in the cell. But either way, you look at this, and it to me, like the whole playoff thing, the changing of the schedule, all this, the changing of the kickoff, the overtime rules, all of this has happened, yet the Chiefs remain the same.
That's right.
That to me is impressive as all hell.
Yeah, they've had to deal with an extra
games,
less buys.
I mean, like, less biles, not less miles, but less biles, right? And like, here we are, yet again, in the time where the season has been its most competitive ever, 15-2. How you doing?
So, although you know, Barbershop texted that in, and I know I'm sure a lot of people think it's different and people don't like it. I did like it because it was basically what he did was take all the teams that are in the playoffs and just seed them 1 through 16 based on winning percentage.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, remember, don't the players' union have to agree on the extra games anyway?
They'll tell them they're not going to test for weed anymore, and the players will be like, okay.
I would agree with that.
But like, but that's all the NFL has to do, though, for these players. They're not going to give them any more money. The players are stupid.
They ham sandwich it. Hey, we're going to give you more games, but you can now show up to games wasted.
Well, the players will go, well, we need something in it for us. And the owners will go, okay, we won't test for weed. The players will be like, okay. And
because if I was an owner, I would say, yeah, you can expand the weeks, but we want an expansion of rosters. Like, imagine Detroit Lions, right?
Yeah.
So imagine they had to play two extra games. Lost, what, 22 players this year, 11 on IR?
Yeah.
Okay, then we need to be able to expand our roster more.
Yeah. And but the
that
owners don't want to spend right. But the owners don't want to spend money. So that's why I say they always do this. The NFLPA is the worst at negotiating deals. They need to take a page out of the Baseball Players Association playbook. NFL players, again, short shelf life. They don't want a work stoppage. I get all that. But if the NFL players really asserted themselves, they could own this thing. Because I'm watching the players. I don't go watch Jerry Jones own the team. I go watch the players play. The players need to understand that they are the product, and they don't. And so the owners will say, yeah, yes, we're going to an 18th game. The players will go, we want something. They'll go, okay, we're not testing for weed, and there's one less padded practice. And the player's like, cool, we won. You didn't get any extra money.
Yeah. You should ask for a percentage of the profit from that 18th game. 100%.
Rile up, man.
So with this barbershop thing, I guess this idea, the 14 best records, you know, interconference, that would kind of get rid of divisions in a way.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. He'd still keep the divisions, and he would give like tiebreakers based on whether or not you won the division
stuff
like that.
Because I want to keep divisions.
So his Lions and Chiefs would be the 1 and 2 seeds this year based on record.
Good.
And they would have the byes. Okay, so that's 14 teams down to 12. Then he had the Rams versus the Vikings, the 13 versus the 4, Steelers at Bills, 12 versus 5, Bucks at Commanders, Bucks being the 11 seed, Commanders being the 6 seed.
So far we still have some similar matches.
Similar matchups. Texans at Ravens, Texans being the 10 seed at the 7 seed, and then the 9 seeded Packers at the 8 seeded Chargers.
And the Rams at the Vikings.
Be a lot of interceptions in that Packers-Chargers game. Do you think Travis Kelce?
And that's right, the Vikings would have had the home game.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Travis Kelce will have more touchdowns in the playoffs than Herbert had interceptions in the playoffs?
Ooh, that's a good number.
So is that 4?
Boy. So essentially he has to get 5.
It could happen.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's take the over.
Speaking of what the hell, let's get into the last one of the year. It is Max Pack as we round up this season. We'll have one more library. We'll have no more bottom feeders because, well, now they're all top feeders. We get into Max Pack one last time. Here we go.
It's time for Max Pack.
Bittersweet, the last Max Pack of the season.
Is that the verb?
Bittersweet, yeah. Symphony.
Cruel Intentions, Sarah Michelle Gellar's little cross necklace that had a little snow globe in there.
He's lost.
Sometimes I just sit here, smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Just look pretty.
You're good looking
enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You blow us out of the water.
Hi.
Go to the DMV. You'll definitely get laid.
Dusty's like moving to Kansas now and going to the DMV.
Exciting, right? Where's this DMV? Number five, switching it up. It's going to be controversial. Taking the Rams at number five.
Mm.
They got the quarterback. They got the coach. I undermined it in that first matchup against the Vikings. I should have gone with that experience. It is the second best quarterback coach combo in the playoffs left.
You know, they played eight playoff games together, McVay and Stafford. They're 7-1, and the only loss they had was to the Detroit Lions last year by 2 points.
Wow.
Let that sink in.
We talk about Mahomes and Reed being 15-3. Nobody gives McVay and Stafford any credit. I've been giving them a lot of credit. I know people want to poo-poo Goff and Stafford and that trade and these guys, blah, blah, blah. They win, man. They win.
They win. And there was a stat on Stafford specifically, like you said, in January back to December, too. I mean, just like Mahomes, when the games really start to matter and everything goes up a notch, Stafford does too. So I've got the Rams at five, Lions at four. Still best team in the NFC to me. I think the defense is getting better. I didn't know David Montgomery was going to come back that fast. Seems like he'll be playing this weekend, so that's a huge addition. So I'm going to have them at four.
If the Lions and Rams played, who wins?
Well, the Lions are more powerful than a Ram. Ram just uses their horn. Lions can bite and scratch, so I would go with Lions.
I think I might go with the Rams, man. I think I might. It's really close.
I mean, Sean McVay schooled his student on Monday night. Schooled the F out of KOC.
Yeah,
Vikings, you know me.
The Vikings are more talented. Doesn't really seem to matter. Or the Lions would be more talented, too. Doesn't really seem to matter when you've got McVay and Stafford. Number three, I'm going to go with the Ravens. That defense is getting better. They have not done it in the last 6 weeks against a comparable opponent. That's not their fault. They've gotten to play who they could play. I mean, it's the Steelers. It's the Browns. It's a bunch of bad offenses, but they are performing really well. Really close to being number two, but I'm still going to have Buffalo as the number two team. I think it's the second best quarterback in football. He's been on a heater. That talent is at a deficit compared to Baltimore, but I'm going to take Josh Allen, what I've seen from him this season. And number one is the Chiefs, and it's not close.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. The best quarterback coach combination, the best at everything that they do. There's nobody better in this league right now than what the Chiefs are doing. You said J.P. Lossman is the second best quarterback in the NFL? Wow.
Easily.
So your top five again, Chiefs,
Bills. Bills.
Ravens.
Yep. Lions.
Lions. Rams.
Rams. No Eagles in my top five.
Because Jalen Hurts looked like poo?
Yeah, because Jalen Hurts looks bad. He's not thrown for over 150 yards in a playoff
game. Doesn't need to.
Exactly.
Why would you when you got Saquon Barkley right now?
That offensive line, man.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I'd run him into the ground. Sorry, Saquon.
At some point, they're going to have to make some explosive plays through the air, and I don't think he's capable of doing that.
Mm.
Two high-powered offenses in the NFC, Lions and Rams. They're going to put up points.
Is it a dumb question from ML Football to say who won the trade between the Lions and the Rams?
I mean, why do we have to have a winner and a loser? Can't we say both teams just did good?
It's
a great trade. Often do we see great trades.
Never.
Right?
Win-win. Yeah.
I think it's one of the best trades since Clinton Portis for Champ Bailey.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I was so happy to see Clinton Portis get out of Denver. And then all of a because I remember the game, he just torched the Chiefs and wore the championship belt. The first one to ever do it. And then I was like, well, who'd they get? Champ Bailey? I'm like, son of a
Yeah, Champ. I mean, that was
like the best quarter of football.
Yeah. That was a hell of a trade. Now, you wouldn't make that trade today. You're not trading a running back for a cornerback like that. I mean, Washington's a dumb team.
The way you would do that trade would be like, would you trade Jahmyr Gibbs for Pat Surtain Jr.?
No.
Hell no.
Now I can find a running back.
Would you trade Saquon Barkley for Trent McDuffie?
No.
Absolutely not.
There's nobody saying yes to that. Well, I'm sure somebody would. But, I mean, and that's why they're no longer GMs, right? It's stupid trades. My bottom feeders this week.
Last one.
It is. And my bottom feeders. No. It's pretty simple. I'm just going to run through the list. Dallas, Jets, Raiders, Saints, and Jacksonville.
Okay.
What do they all have in common?
Ownership
they're all looking,
sucks.
Well, that too. They're all looking for a head coach.
And a quarterback.
Yeah. Are any of those jobs appealing to you?
I'm always going to think that somebody can change Trevor Lawrence. And I'm going to die on that hill. I'm going to be murdered by the text line. But I just think somebody that's like Kevin O'Connell or, you know, Joe Brady, somebody like that can change Trevor Lawrence. And that's, to me, when you list those teams again, Dallas.
Dallas, Jets, Raiders, Saints, mm-hmm. Jacksonville.
I think, yeah, it's either the Saints because of that division or it's Jacksonville division and they actually have somebody that I think, look, Trevor Lawrence is that car in the driveway that just needs proper mechanic and proper parts and then it can run. But until that happens, like, the worst person's still not putting the right synthetic oil in it. They're getting the wrong sort of tires. They're doing the wrong thing. I know I'm going to die on this hill alone, but I just think somebody with the right mindset can. If Kevin O'Connell can change Sam Darnold for 14 games, somebody can train Trevor Lawrence.
And Kirk Cousins before him, right?
I mean, it's crazy.
And so I will say this. I believe the Dallas Cowboy job is the worst job in professional sports.
Yeah, we hit that yesterday pretty hard.
I mean, I'm just going to say the Jets job right now is more appealing than the Cowboys job because the one thing that the Cowboys have that you have to overcome is an involved owner who's not good at what he does.
Are they up there with the Oakland Athletics or, I guess, the Vegas Athletics or the high school athletics, where they are now?
I don't know that that's necessarily a horrible job, but because the Dallas one is so prominent. Everybody thinks, Dallas, what a great job. No, it's not. There is no way that you can function as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys as long as Jerry Jones is involved in the day-to-day operations. He is handcuffing, hamstringing everybody. And that's not Bob Fesco's opinion. That's the record. That speaks for itself. They have been irrelevant for 30 years, but yet relevant all the time. And that's all Jerry Jones cares about. Getting in front of the cameras, being on TV, being in the news. He don't care about winning. I think the Dallas Cowboy job is the worst job in professional sports.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that because I just think there's a couple of NBA teams that would be like, absolutely not.
Like, that's fair.
No way. Like, I don't know if I'd want the Raptors job.
Yeah, you're in Toronto, great city. Your owner's probably not handcuffing you.
Fair.
I mean, everything that they've done has been just so bad.
Cleveland would be a tough job for the Browns.
Yeah, it would be.
That's tough. I mean, that's 1A, 1B in my opinion.
You know,
Woody Johnson, I think that would suck. Your grandkids are telling the coach what to do?
He's Woody Johnson's kids are saying.
Oh, kids. I thought it was his grandkids.
You would think.
Yeah.
His kids.
Based on Madden readings.
Based on age.
We don't want Jerry Jeudy. That guy sucks. And then he goes to Denver, he goes to Cleveland, and then hello.
Yeah, no, the Jets and Dallas 1A, 1B. But Dallas, I mean, everything you do is scrutinized. You're overcoming an owner trying to be a general manager. Like, both are bad. Really, they are. But Dallas is the worst. Their uniforms suck, too.
Yeah, start, bench, cut. Raiders, Dallas, Browns.
I'm starting the Raiders.
The only thing the Raiders will ever start in. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I would start the Raiders in that because of Tom Brady. And I think they're actually going to try. I think Dallas, I mean, honestly, Jerry Jones, all he cares about is being seen on TV.
I think Mark Davis at least wants to win.
Then he's got to get a new haircut.
Over, under, years left of life or playoff wins for Jerry Jones?
Which number's higher?
Yeah.
I'm going to say years left on life because I don't see them winning a playoff game ever.
Yeah.
Set that number at 2.5 as we get morbid here on Fesco and Dusty.